we have our annual holiday punch card campaign, which began about a week and a half ago, and it's with chamber businesses. So it goes through December 21st, and we have a bunch of folks gathering receipts from chamber businesses, where you could find our chamber businesses on our directory, which is online. Once you go to a store like Jubilee or even, you know, Cognition, save your receipt and bring it to the chamber for a chance to win various prizes on December 21st.
It sounds like a good promotion to get folks out and shopping locally, and there's a lot of great choices for people to get their gifts and whatever at in the West End.
Yep, and on November 15th, which is tomorrow, we're going to be having Ladies Night. So there's a great opportunity to do your local shopping with chamber businesses, but also for us ladies to enjoy some other things that a lot of the chamber businesses have at their shops. If it's libations or if it's fun door prizes, I definitely encourage everyone to come out.
With the punch card program, do they need to come and actually get a punch card? How does it work? Give me a little bit on that.
So for the holiday punch card, all you have to do is hand in your receipt. So you could hand them all in at once, or you could bring them in every time you pass the chamber. We're the ones who, we count your receipts, make sure they are chamber businesses, and then we attach it to a punch card for you. So we just want you to shop locally with our chamber businesses, and we hope to do all the work for you. We just do this because we really want our local community to shop local, and especially with our chamber businesses.
And if people want to find that listing, you said it's online. What is your website?
Our website is gincc.org, and you can find all of our chamber businesses.
Ladies Night tomorrow night in the West End. Just a lot of businesses coming together just to have special deals and whatnot?
Yep. The Ishpeming Business Association, in conjunction with the Chamber, assists with putting it on. You can actually go to our website and see what businesses are partaking in that. The Chamber is partaking until 5 p.m., and then we definitely intend to partake in Ladies Night, going to Wilderness Sports, Main Street Antiques, and the other various stores that are participating in Ladies Night.
It's Walt Lindell in the studio this morning with Danielle Lacavalla. She's executive director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce. We're getting an update on what's happening there. And tomorrow is opening day. That means it's Ladies Night in Ishpeming, mm-hmm. which is always good. But other things coming up that people need to know about for tomorrow as well.
Yep. So we are accepting submissions for Business on the Move. It is a program we do with the Mining Journal for local businesses that have just opened up or have some new initiatives happening or new products. We encourage you to send us a short article and or photo of something that might be or that you want in Business of the Move. On Wednesday, November 16th, Jersey's, that was formerly, I believe, 41 Steakhouse, mm-hmm. In Champion, is doing a ribbon cutting. And it's at noon, and I encourage folks to attend that ribbon cutting and then definitely have lunch there. We had the opportunity to have lunch there as a board, and it is great. They have their menu online, so please.
Yeah, I know that's some new owners and stuff that have taken that over. They put a good investment into it, and so it's kind of like officially ribbon cutting opening tomorrow or on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, absolutely. Yeah. And there's TVs around as well, so even on your weekends, I encourage folks to get over to Champion, to Jersey's, and really look at their menu. We all were very impressed. Mm-hmm. Also on November 16th, it's a Share the Love event with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette County. It'll be at Fox Motors at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. On November 19th, there's a holiday craft show. This will be at the Ishpeming Elks Lodge from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then going into the holiday season, Gothier Insurance in Ishpeming puts on a turkey trot, and all proceeds go back to Feeding America. It's a great race, and you can find all that information online.
It really is a busy time right now, especially making sure that folks get out and shop at the local businesses in the Ishpeming Nagani area. And you're encouraging people that even if they're listening outside of the area, to make the drive and come on over and check out what there is.
Absolutely. I know that also Marquette Ladies Night is November 17th. So if you really want to have a great week of festivities,
I like that.
While you're, if your man is hunting, or if you just want to go out with the girls, it's definitely, you're definitely going to be impressed. I have, being new to the area, have not partook in Ladies' Night, but I definitely plan to partake twice.
I think you're definitely going to enjoy it because a lot of the businesses come together to make it a great night out. Now, that's tomorrow in Ishpeming, and as you write, it is on the 17th in Marquette. If people want to find out more about the Holiday Punch card promotion and also the other information you got, what's your website again?
Our website is GINCC.org. And if there's also chamber businesses or potential chamber businesses out there that want to learn more about the chamber and what we can do, please feel free to give us a call and find more of our information on that website. Again, that's GINCC.org.